And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
Just coming up to 11:30, time for round one of radio's shortest quiz, the 60-second challenge. And I know you like to play along with this at home, so see how you get on with round one. And if you do well, get in touch via Facebook, and you could be our second contestant. Our first contestant is one of our regular listeners. Say good morning to John Ellis. Hi, John.
Morning, Dave.
How are you this morning?
I'm bunged up with a cold and all that.
But otherwise all right.
Yeah.
And what is your favourite cold remedy?
Large whiskey.
A large whiskey. That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
And plenty of it.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, I hope you feel better soon. And I hope it doesn't impair your answering of the questions today.
Well, nothing could impair it.
Well, you always do all right. You never do badly, but sometimes you just don't get enough to win.
Well, this is my monthly humiliation.
Indeed, indeed. And you've got 30 days to get over it after this.
Yeah.
Brilliant. So the usual reminder that once the music starts, you've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. I have to accept your first answer, as you know, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on. Okay?
Right.
Good luck, and here we go. Complete the title of this Stylistics hit, You Make Me Feel.
Brand new.
Who had a hit with Sexy Eyes in 1980.
Oh, Elton John.
An Annie song was the only hit single for which singer?
John Denver.
Who was Paul McCartney's girlfriend from 63 to 66?
Jane Asher.
Who sang with John Oates on Maneater?
Oh, John Holt.
By what name is Neville Holder of Slave, Slave better known? In which decade was Steve Harley born?
50s.
Who was the lead singer with Yazoo?
Yazoo?
Whose first hit was Get Out of Your Lazy Bed?
Elton John.
Singer William Broad is better known as Billy Who?
Idol.
Which song begins, Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near?
Elton John.
Who had a number one hit in 1976 with Don't Give Up On Us? And you can answer that one. He was a singing detective.
Oh, David Soul.
David Soul. You're right. Shouldn't really give clues, but...
No, I would have got it.
You would eventually. Just needed a bit more time.
I'm a lawyer.
Perhaps too much whiskey for this time of the day. Right, let's see how you got on. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 questions in your allotted time. And you didn't pass on any, although Elton John did make a few appearances, as always. And you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 questions right, which is not a bad score,
well,
is it? Yeah, fantastic. It did include a couple of half points, which I'll explain in a minute. So well done for that. Now, the first one that you slipped up on was the one I thought you would have known, because you're into the music of the 70s and 80s. Who had a hit with Sexy Eyes? Not Elton John.
Yeah, it's Hot
but
Chocolate.
It's not even Hot Chocolate.
No.
That was You Sexy Thing.
Oh.
It was actually Dr. Hook.
Of course it was.
Who sang with John Oates on Maneater? You said Hall, but you didn't say Daryl, so I gave you half a point for that one. The lead singer with Yazoo wasn't Yazoo. It was actually Alison Moyet.
Oh, was it?
Yes, it was.
You know what? I never knew that.
Well, there you go, you see. Listening to this program educates you.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Now, this was a tricky one. Whose first hit was Get Out of Your Lazy Bed? That was Matt Bianco.
Oh, yeah.
Good song as well. Let's play that sometime.
Yeah.
Which song begins with the line, Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near? It was actually The Carpenters, which you said, but the song was called Close to You. So I gave you half a point for the Carpenters.
No, I didn't deserve half a point, Dave.
We're feeling generous this morning, so thank you for taking part.
All right.
Keep on taking the whiskey, and hopefully when we talk to you in a month's time,
you'll drink during the day.
Absolutely not, no. Right, okay.
All right,
good
Dave.
To talk to you.
Yeah, bye. Thanks a lot, mate.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
Just coming up to 12:30, if you were with us an hour ago. You will have heard John Ellis get one of his better scores, 8 out of 12, with no passes at all. hoping to beat that score. Another one of our regular contestants we've not heard from for a few weeks. Say good afternoon to Kevin Jeffries. Hi, Kev.
Afternoon, Dave.
Good afternoon to you. And needless to say, I'm sure you got all of them right in round one.
I did, even the Matt Bianco.
Even the Matt Bianco. I'm impressed. Brilliant. So what have you been up to since we spoke to you just over a month ago?
I've had a holiday.
Right. Where did you go?
We went to Heysham.
Okay.
Just near Morecambe up in Lancashire.
Right. Now, had you said Morecambe, I would have understood it, but you don't sort of think of Heysham as a holiday destination.
No, but there is a massive caravan park there, and it's a gorgeous setting right on the seafront.
Right. And what can you see from the seafront over in Heysham, then?
Blackpool Tower.
Wow. Can you see over to the Isle of Man as well, or is that just a bit too far?
No, that's just a bit too far. You can see the ferries coming and going back and to the Isle of Man.
Right.
And right next door to the park is the Heysham Nuclear Power Station.
Oh, right. Interesting. Now, for those people who've never been on a caravan holiday, what are the advantages from your point of view?
You can come and go as you want. It's freedom.
Right.
You're not tied down like if you're in a hotel.
Yeah.
You have to go for breakfast at a certain time.
Yeah, that's
if
true.
You have dinner, you've got to go for dinner at a certain time.
Yeah,
You can just please yourself.
Yeah, so it's freedom. And relatively, well, nothing's cheap these days, but relatively inexpensive compared to staying in a top hotel,
well,
I guess.
Well, actually, why we booked this, I was offered a deal by HoSeason.
Ah,
the normal price for the time we were there was $229.
Okay.
And they offered it us for $109.
Fantastic. Well, you couldn't say no to that, could you?
We couldn't say no.
Fantastic. Brilliant. So you're back from your holiday, you're refreshed and all raring to go on round two of the quiz, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Right, usual reminder, once the music starts, you've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. Have to accept your first answer, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on. But remember that John didn't pass on any questions at all.
Okay.
Okay, good luck, and here they come. In which decade was Roberta Flack born?
40.
Who was dancing on the ceiling in
Lionel Richie.
Which song has been a hit for both Doris Day and Tracy Ullman?
Secret Love.
Whose backing group were the Miami Sound Machine?
Gloria Estefan.
Who was Tom Petty's backing group?
The Heartbreakers.
Complete the title of this Mike and the Mechanic song, The Living.
Years.
Who had a hit in 1970 with I Heard You Knocking.
I Hear You Knocking.
I Hear You Knocking. Complete the title of this Isley Brothers song, Behind a Painted
Smile.
I'm Still Waiting was the first solo number one. In which decade was MC Hammer born?
40s.
Who released an album called Private Collection in 88?
Cliff Richard.
Who had a hit with Breakfast in Tiffany's in 1996?
Deep Blue Something.
Who recorded an album called Goodbye Yellow Brick Road?
Elton John.
And in which decade was Marvin Gaye born? And you can answer that. Marvin Gaye.
Oh, again, I'll go for the 40s.
You're going to go for the 40s on that one, right? I think you did pretty well. No passes. You'd answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 questions in your allotted time. That's two more than John. And on this occasion, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 questions right. So, not one of your best scores, but still a winning score.
It's those decades ones that catch you out.
They do indeed, and you took the words out of my mouth.
And the Doris Day, Tracy Ullman, one was Move Over,
Move
Darling.
Move Over, Darling, yes. Yeah, Secret Love, that was that Kathy Kirby?
Kathy Kirby, yeah.
And Diana Ross, yeah. Doris Day. Yeah. Right, let's go through the years ones that you slipped up on, and this first one would have caught me out, and I had to check it just to make sure I had the right answer. In which decade was Roberta Flack born? I think you said the 40s.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, it was 1937.
Wow.
Yes, and she's still with us, around about 87, I think.
Yeah,
now, so fantastic. Yeah. Right, you've already corrected the next one. Doris Day and Tracy Ullman both recorded Move Over, Darling. In which decade was MC Hammer born? He's relatively young. He was born in the 60s, apparently.
Oh, blimey.
And in which decade was Marvin Gaye born? You said the 40s, which, again, is probably what I would have said.
Yeah.
But it was actually in the 1930s.
Blimey, he's older than you think.
He was indeed,
he
yeah.
Was,
Fantastic, but still a winning score by 2 points, so thanks for taking part.
Okay.
And any more holidays coming up or not?
We're thinking about next month.
Right, okay. Well, we'll talk to you when you come back from that holiday then.
We will. We
okay,
will.
Thanks, Kev. Well okay. done.
Thanks, Dave.
Bye-bye bye now. Bye. He always does well, doesn't he? Perhaps not his best score, but some tricky questions there. So well done to Kev. And thanks to John Ellis as well. And the 60-second challenge will be back on your radio next Sunday morning, 11:30 and 12:30. And if you fancy taking part next week, send us a message on Facebook.